The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as I drove west yesterday, the rain was pretty incessant as I wound my way along the N4 and the N5. But just as I crossed into Mayo, the sky lifted, even saw a bit of sun, and it was just in time because I had the pleasure of immediately heading out into Clew Bay with the crew of the St. Patrick, a vessel of Westport Cruises, to hear about the history that the bay holds.
Oh, we've got a seal here. I'll wait on for a minute, if it's possible. Oh yeah, there's a head. That looks like a bull's head here now, looking up at us here. Right in front of you there, Pat. Just a little bit on the distance there.
Well, Orla is my guide on Westport Cruises as we go around the bay. It's a fantastic bay and a great cruise, I have to say. And you're a fantastic guide.
Thank you very much, Pat. I absolutely love it. We're very spoiled here in this particular pocket of the world. There's so much history, and trust me, I rarely run out of things to talk about. There's so much, especially being born in Wales country as well. There's so many epic tales of our life and times here.
But your knowledge is extraordinary. I mean, you tell me the Irish name for jellyfish.
Indeed, Smuggleroon. Smuggleroon. You couldn't beat it. Literally translates to seal snot. I just love the descriptiveness of it all. The poor old jellyfish, they don't know we're talking about them, though, I expect. They don't seem to mind, anyway.
And there are probably thousands of seals here.
Well, it's guesstimated, and I say guesstimated because the last headcount they did of the seals was back in 2012. So at that time, it was between 400 and 600 they counted here. So there's probably a lot more than that indeed here. I do my best every time we come out to count them, but it's a losing.
And of course, there are no predators for the seal.
No, their main predators would be the larger mammals now, the likes of the sharks and the whales. And it's quite shallow here in this part of the bay, so they tend to stay out further where the waters are deep.
So the big boys don't come in?
No. They head up by Clare Island and they go up by Achill Island that way. And so it's safe for them here.
I hadn't realised there were so many islands in Clew Bay.
Oh, yes. Well, now, they say there's 365. I believe it's more the truer islands, 121 of these. The rest would be kind of corrugines and outcrops and saltines, they're called. But they're still named as part of the 365. So we claim it anyway. Never mind the discrepancies, we'll go with it.
And of course, there was John Lennon's famous island is here.
Yeah, I mean, what a fantastic place for him to hide back in 1967. A place to do his yoga and to do his meditation and to get away from it all. Nobody would have found him really out here in 1967. Of course, it was a big thrill for the locals when he was coming through the town at every occasion, when he made several visits here. But just a nice place to get away from. He had a lovely affinity here with the Irish here as well, you know. And of course, it's only a stone's throw from Liverpool,
but
too.
He didn't even have to do his meditation on his own island. There's another island he could have stopped by. What island is that?
It's called Inishraher. It's now known as the Island of World Peace. It's said that the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi would come out here and meditate out here in the late 1960s, early 1970s, as part of his world tour. He would have done the Scottish islands, it's understood, at around the same time. So somehow he made his way out here to Inishraher. And I suppose a nice place to do it too. You know, like the same, nobody would have been annoying him out here. He would have had great peace and quiet. Maybe a bag of cashews to keep him going, and off he went. Because, of course, even a guru's got to eat.
Now, we're just passing by Croagh-Patrick. It wasn't always Croagh-Patrick, though, was it? Because it goes back, of course, to ancient times.
Oh, absolutely. It was known as Croagh-na-hAglaigh, which means the Mount of the Eagle. That would have been before Patrick's time here. It was always a special spiritual site, we understand, for the pagans, the Celts, before Patrick came on the scene. It's understood that they would head up to the summit of Croagh-Patrick there, and they'd worship a goddess called Cora, who was said to have lived up there in the clouds.
What happened to Cora?
Poor old Cora. When Patrick came to town, she got her P45 and I suppose her eviction notice handed to her. And Patrick is said to have a bit of an unsaintly tantrum and thrown her bell down the hillside after her, just to completely banish her from the skies. And it seemed to have worked, I suppose.
Now, there is a chapel at the top of Croagh-Patrick. We can't see it at the moment. It's covered in cloud. Who built that and how long did it take to build?
Well, I say in jest that it was 40 men, 40 donkeys, 40 days and 40 nights, because indeed that's how long St. Patrick sent up there. 40 is very synonymous with our Croagh-Patrick here. But it was actually 12 strong local men from Murrisk area here. They would have headed up there every day with their donkeys and their materials and their bricks, and it took them about 6 months in the end. But on Reek Sunday, which is the local pilgrimage day, that always occurs on the last Sunday of every July, there'll be thousands coming on that day to climb it. And I suppose they're all fighting for the front seat up there. It only seats about 50. But the local priest will head up there and say mass up there. on those days, at intervals.
Now, you entertain people every single day on these cruises. Do you never get tired?
I never get tired, because I tell you, Clew Bay, no matter the weather, it's always a different buzz. You might have the misty weather, and it gives it a sort of an ethereal vibe, you know, that lovely mystical Irish experience, which is also lovely as well. Obviously, it's beautiful when the sun shines, as any place is, but there's so much history here for just this little pocket of the world, I suppose, that you'd actually never run out of things to talk about, really. And it's great to be able to have so many stories to convey, you know, to share this lovely area with everybody, you know. And growing up around these parts, I would have heard a lot of these stories as well, so it's lovely to be able to, you know, spill them all out to you, you know.
But well, Orly, you do it so well.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're what's the female for Shanachie?
Shanachie.
Because that's what you are. Orla, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. And thanks so much for coming out with us. And yeah, I hope you enjoy every minute of Westport and what it has to offer.
Now, I'm at the helm of the Nave Porrick with Captain Tom King. It's very calm today on Clew Bay, isn't it, Tom?
It is. It generally is too, Pat. We operate in sheltered water, so it's quite a calm bay. All the islands offer a lot of shelter, you know.
I was surprised to learn that there was so much marine activity here. I mean, boats left here for the New World.
Yeah, a very busy place. Back in the 1850s, Westport here was the third largest tonnage harbour in the whole country. You had timber, coal and grain being brought in here, sheep, pigs, cattle and textiles. Westport had a massive textile industry, especially in the hills around the town. A very, very busy place, you know.
You'd imagine this would have been a good place for an invasion.
Yeah.
Ships could get in quite easily.
It would, but I tell you, the other side of it too is it's amazing at low tide how shallow it is out here. I know we're out here in the bay at the moment. You see lots of water around us. At the moment, we've about 3 metres of water underneath us. Very, very shallow, a lot of saltings.
So a big
lot of
French reefs. Sailing ship could come a cropper.
Yes. And often that Pirate Queen Grace O'Malley, she used to lure the English ships into the inner bay here.
Now, it's very calm here today, but I'm sure there are moments when it can get a bit rough, and I'm talking about the passengers, not the seas.
Yeah.
You have stags and hens.
We do. So the bulk of our cruises out here on the bay are our public cruises. We call it the Clew Bay Cruise. People come out, as you've listened to Orla there, she gives an interactive, humorous commentary all about the history, and that's the bulk of what we do. But outside of that, then we have hens, stags, we have corporate functions, staff parties, all that kind of stuff as well.
Well, it's a lovely boat and a great trip. And Tom, thank you for steering us along our way.
Thanks so much, Pat.
Liam Halloran, you are the resident musician on board the St. Patrick.
I do, most days, when I'm not too busy playing gigs elsewhere, yeah.
Do you play for the stags and the hens when they're on board?
I do, yeah.
What do they ask you to play?
Mostly.
What's the favourite one?
Mostly stuff that's topical, you know. They wouldn't be looking for something that's unique, you know.
Hi Eileen, hi John.
Hi Pat, how are you?
Different counties.
Yes.
You're from?
Donegal.
And you're from?
Dublin.
Living in Dublin.
Rivals in football.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, I saw the pair of you looking wistfully at Croke Patrick as we sailed past. Are you going to do it?
Do it tomorrow, yeah, the weather's good, so don't give it a go.
Tomorrow.
You've been saying that all week, though, haven't you?
We've been saying that's his Monday, but definitely.
Finding an excuse to put it off every day, but tomorrow, we're heading off tomorrow, so we're going to give it a go tomorrow.
Get your hiking boots on then. Hi, guys, where are you from?
I'm from Manchester.
Manchester as well. Yeah.
What do you think of Clew Bay?
It's absolutely gorgeous. I've had such a great time. It's really scenic, really unique.
First time here, we'll definitely be back.
And why did you come here in the first place?
We looked on the map and it looked way out west, and it was on our way to Cork, so we thought we'd stop off.
As far away from Manchester as you could possibly get.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I'm glad you're having a great time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sinead Hopkins of Destination Westport. How are things in Westport?
Things are great. We're very lucky, I suppose. It's always a challenge with tourism, but I suppose over 20 years ago the hoteliers came together and they recognised the fact of creating a destination Westport and working together was for the benefit of everybody.
So even though you're rivals for custom, you work together?
We do, and it works really well. And on top of that, I suppose it has developed into creating events that bring people to town. So we've created different events. I suppose the upcoming ones are the Rolling Sun Book Festival is coming up, the new Hike Fest West, Westival, all in October. Westival is the oldest arts festival, 50 years. So there's a lot.
So you're trying to extend the season
absolutely.
As much as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're busy in Westport all year round. So the tourism industry in Westport employs, you know, we have over 500 people in our business. So it's the second, outside of Abbey, it's the second largest employer in town.
Now, we heard about the figures earlier in the year that maybe they weren't as strong as you'd like them to be.
Absolutely.
What's your experience been here?
I think it was later, the business was later coming in, and we all kind of felt that. And we all kind of, I suppose, expressed concern about was the American market going to be there? And it was there, and it was there. It was really, really good. Domestically, it's been really good. But, you know, Westport in itself holds a lot of charm. It's a great base to have customers come in. They can go down to Achill, take on the Wild Atlantic Way. So we're very, very lucky and very fortunate.
It's a heritage town.
It is.
It's very cute.
It is.
It really is cute.
It is. It has it all, to be fair.
Thank you.
Liam ending that report, which we recorded out in Clew Bay yesterday afternoon.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.